Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
Mr. Pickle has gone public. Maybe he bit off a little bit more than he can chew.
All right, here we go. It's an emergency madness. We don't normally do the madness here on Thursday at this time, but when something like this comes across the radar, you have to tell the people. And Jones, we go to Philadelphia for this story, the city of brotherly love. So then let's just take it to the news and find out what happened.
You were saying that a car was parked down by the Schuylkill River.
Yes.
In a parking lot.
Yes. I don't know if we have any video of that, but yeah, according to police, a vehicle was parked along the Kelly Drive in a parking lot right near the grandstand curb. What we're looking at right there are the headlights and brake lights of that vehicle fully submerged underwater.
So this was at 4:45 this morning.
Yes.
So police say a man and a woman were...
All right, let's stop it right there for a second.
Yeah.
So these guys are describing a parking lot, a car, a car that was in the parking lot until it was no longer in the parking lot, and it was now in the Schuylkill River.
Yeah, I like
is that what it is.
I like the Philly accents.
The Philly
there.
Accents
in
are
the Schuylkill. In the Schuylkill.
Yeah. So that's what happened. Basically, the car was at 1 minute was sitting here. Now it's in the river.
Brake lights, tail lights, bottom of the Schuylkill.
4:45, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Early.
4:45 a.m.
Getting up early. Gerard Mayo press conference coming up 8:30.
Yeah.
Want to make sure we're ready. We're there for that.
Run the Dunkins or something like that, I'm sure. What could happen with these two at that time of day?
All right.
So police say a man and a woman were... Well,
they were parked. They said they were parked in the parking lot.
Like we used to say, they were parking. This is what when I was growing up, if you were making out in a car, we were parking.
Do a lot of parking growing up, Jones?
Nope. Not much.
No, I did not.
Not much making out in
cars. I've never heard that expression. I've heard of like Make Out Mountain. Like, oh, you drive up to Make Out Mountain and you have like a whole bunch of cars there.
Yeah.
That's where the Zodiac Killer got a lot of his kills, I think.
Oh, was it?
Like a Makeout Mountain.
A Makeout Mountain situation.
I think Zodiac would kind of stalk a lot of lovers.
Oh.
Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, heard of that, yeah.
Then Zodiac Killer would just come and tear them apart. But I'd never heard of parking.
Back to the Future.
Parking.
They called it parking?
Yeah, it was from in the 50s. But yeah, she'd never parked with a boy before.
Oh. Huh.
Have you like heard of soaking?
Like a drive-in situation. No, I thought he was going to say...
That's a Utah thing.
That is a Utah thing.
I thought he was going to say they were necking.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
But they were parking. They were necking in the car.
So these guys are trying to tiptoe around that. So anyway, a man and a woman in a car.
Good ad-lib.
Cars in the
school. Good ad-libbing, by the way.
Like, yeah, he's trying to fill... He's on to do with news.
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you say.
It's true.
This isn't a podcast.
If you were making out in a car, we were parking.
Yeah. Right. Well, the police said that the car was parked and that somehow they hit the gear shift and the car went into the water.
So...
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd that happen? It could be an honest mistake. You're sitting there, you're driving, maybe you're having a conversation, the gear shift gets hit, next thing you know, you're in the Schuylkill.
You ever just been sitting there?
Well, we're on the Schuylkill River, and it's home to many weird fish-like creatures, and also the depository of all of the unsolved crimes and murders in Philadelphia.
And murders.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you're just sitting there all the time. Car just gets thrown into gear. Next thing you know, boom, bottom of the river.
Just having a talk.
Yeah, it's a routine. Like a real heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into the water.
So what you're telling me is that these two people were in the back seat of this vehicle.
I didn't say that.
Why don't you shut your mouth now?
Whoa, stop.
Don't you tell me what I'm saying.
They're in the back seat? I didn't say that.
Didn't have to be in the back seat.
Nope.
But that's what maybe they were doing.
These two people were in the back seat of this vehicle.
I didn't say that.
Parking.
I don't have the location of where they were actually sitting in that vehicle.
Well,
I do. They could have been in the front. I mean, if they're messing with the gear and then the front.
Who's this?
Yeah, Sienna, where'd you come from? She's like, look, I've had intercourse in some cars before.
I mean, and parking.
I know what's going on in the front seat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard the police, I believe this is in the police right there. They were in the back seat of the car. When the woman accidentally, I don't know what appendage.
How dare this guy? What? Who is this guy? Is this a newsman?
I don't know. He's a little bit of a perv.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, seriously.
I don't know what appendage engaged the gear. It must have been a stick.
Well,
now come on.
Sir. Okay, sir.
What news is this? Is this the 11 o'clock?
No.
We're working a little blue here. What is this?
Yeah, it's got to be the late
night. This is a weekend shift.
They're in the safe harbor.
Well, no, it can't be a weekend shift, actually. This is the emergency madness.
This is emergency madness. It just happened.
Yeah, it's late. Get in the safe harbor.
During the week.
Sir?
Engaged the gear. It must have been a stick.
Well.
And the car rolled into the water. Thank God they both got out.
Thank goodness.
And were able to swim back to the shore.
Police did say it was either a Range Rover or a Land Rover. And I had a Range Rover at one point. And there is...
Brag.
Seriously.
What? All time brag.
I had a Range Rover.
I had a Range Rover.
I had a lot of sex in my Range Rover, too.
Plenty of room for intercourse.
It stayed in park.
Front seat, back seat, middle seat. Doesn't matter.
Police did say it was either a Range Rover or a Land Rover, and I had a Range Rover at one point, and there is the gear shift there. That was the old video. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We never found out where the heck that person was.
I have no idea.
But thank goodness the two people that were in that vehicle did get out safely, so now we're going to have to get the car out of the water.
Yeah.
All right. Question for you.
I'm not itching to dive in there, by the way. If I'm one of the divers, I'm not exactly like,
no.
Let me get in there and see that crime scene.
Is this a woman or a man of the night situation, or do you think this is a couple?
Well, it's a nicer vehicle than I expected, quite frankly.
Well,
so I wonder if it's a bit of a man or woman of the night situation.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I think it might be an arranged thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe money exchanged hands,
Meet you down by the Schuylkill.
And then obviously they were getting quite aggressive because
I say adultery.
You think adultery?
I'm going that.
Oh, okay. So just a straight up, money and changing hands.
Just terrible. Being a terrible person.
Not a pro.
I gotta stay late for work, or I gotta go in early for work.
Yep.
And then we meet there by the Schuylkill, and then we just make sweet love in the Land Rover.
Yeah.
Try not to kick the gear shift. That must have been pretty chaotic.
I like how the producer put up the wrong video of a car going into the Schuylkill. Like, we never found him.
No, that's actually not it. They're like, wait, which one are we talking about? Like, the other time it went into the Schuylkill?
Which car at the bottom of the Schuylkill River story are we covering here tonight?
That's not it.
That's usually our lead here in Philly.
Yeah.
That's a nightly thing.
But this is, I'll tell you, news.
Weird fish-like creatures.
I got to hear the insurance claim on this thing.
Seriously. Like, so what happened? Gear shift malfunctioned.
Yeah, you didn't kick it accidentally?
I'll tell you.
There's going to be some recall that comes out that gets this guy out of this.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, when you're falling, this is on a bridge? Where were they? A bridge?
Parking
the side
lot.
Of the road?
No, just, parking
oh,
lot.
Oh, yeah, parking
Remember
lot. I'm sorry. Yeah,
straight
yeah.
a parking lot.
You start rolling into the river. Does that kind of heat things up a little bit or what? What do you think? So. What do you think happens? You start kind of like, what do you think happens?
I think the worst thing ever is what happens is you're like, now that's what I need. That's the high I need to chase again.
yeah, you're like, I'm
you
never,
know, it's like when
I'll
they say like, they're
it.
Like, yeah, oh, don't
sexual
do
heroin.
Yeah, they're like, right, don't right. do ecstasy and then make love because then it'll never yeah, be as good until never, you have the ecstasy.
Yeah, you'll never.
So now it's like, I need a car flying into the Schuylkill or I'm not even going to enjoy this.
The belt around the neck isn't doing it anymore.
Yeah, I need a new,
it's not working for
I need
me.
A new thrill. I bet that yeah. heat, I bet that heats it up a little
you're
bit.
Chasing
though.
It. Yep. We now need to rolling. Ruin this car.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How long of a roll was it?
I don't know.
Good side.
They're both fine.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. If you're close enough to knock it into gear, you got to be close enough to hit the brake.
Yeah, but that would
maybe their instinct was a bail.
Yeah, dive out of there.
It's two naked people rolling around.
Well, I feel like if you're both in the back seat and then somebody kicks the gear, you got to dive in and get the brake. And at that point, maybe they did. Maybe you found out that they did, but it was already too late. And then it was just,
I bet it was romantic.
It's like, so you kick the gear shift and then all your clothes flew off?
You're like, yeah,
it's million to one.
What's the insurance company? We need mayhem on this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then our clothes went jumping into the Schuylkill, so we both got naked.
Call mayhem.
It's a good idea. Call mayhem to solve this.
I need to know if my insurance covers this.
I bet it was romantic, though. I bet it was
you
like
think it was?
Yeah, like in Titanic, the car.
What was on
the
radio?
The hand on the sweaty window.
What were you listening to?
WIP.
Underwater. So this was at 4:45 this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
4:45.
Too early. They were killing time before Angelo Cataldi came on. You know,
like I need to hear these guys.
Howard Eskin. It's too early in the day for Eskin there.
That's true.
We got to fill in the time.
Not bad. There you go. Right. Well, there's the madness, the emergency madness today. Good job, Nick, finding that story. Good
great.
Stuff.
Nick, great job. Wonder what, sometimes the madness finds you.
Sure did.
And in this case, it certainly did. So that's a case of backseat windows up there into the Schuylkill River. Emergency madness. I was going to say, when do we do the madness? Every Tuesday? Emergency madness periodically.
I had a guy, madness normally Tuesday. Emergency madness, you don't know. You keep your eyes open, your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I had a guy tweet me. We were talking about the Nasty Boys earlier and Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's true or not. It's on Twitter. Brutus's wife was my dad's ex-wife. They met at a Gold's Gym, and she had an affair on my dad. And then he gets into some other things that are not great about them.
Any Land Rovers or Range Rovers or anything like
nothing
that?
Nothing like that, no? But I can only imagine.
Okay.
Again, small world.
Oh, seriously.
I mean,
that is,
it's like 200 people out there. They're all related.
Yeah, Michael Kopech is dating so-and-so's daughter.
Another guy telling me Christopher Knight is 5'9". Yeah, right.
He was still 5'9". Is that anything to write home about?
No, it isn't, but he was definitely under 5'9". I mean, Adrian Curry could have been 6'2", I guess.
Oh, yeah, she's a model.
She's tall, yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, could have been.
All right, maybe.
Speaking of which, how tall is this lady in the bed? She might have been. Might have been Adrian Curry.
Or she could kick the gear shift.
It might have been Adrian Curry.
At this point.
Where's she from?
Yeah.
So there you go. Emergency madness.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.